Wild Youth, that's all or nothing. It's Beat 102 and 103. Well, if you have a full driver's license and you fancy a bit of a challenge, RTE have a new series that you might be interested in taking part in. Motorists are needed to take part in a number of day-long driving track tests to see how your driving ability is affected when faced with various different factors. Dara Tallon is from Oddboy Media and he's on the phone to tell us more. You're very welcome, Dara.
Hi, Orla. Thanks for having us on.
Now, explain. How did this idea pop into your head?
Right, well, myself and my fabulous business partner, Owen McArdle, mm-hmm. we've been producing telly for many years. This idea kind of came about as a bit of a passion project for both of us. We both would know people who have either sort of lost their lives or been injured through various means, various driving conditions across okay. Ireland. So look, I suppose what this came about with was in partnership with the RSA, was to take a look at Irish driving habits.
Okay.
And also within that scope, look at the main areas, I suppose, that are causing accidents, causing collisions. Collisions, because there's a lot of the victim groups would say there's no such thing as an accident, mm-hmm. it's a collision.
And what are those main areas? What kind of stuff are we looking at?
It's interesting, Orla. It's what the Garda traffic, one of the inspectors in the Garda traffic corps described to me as what they call the four horsemen of the apocalypse. One of them being, the main one being drink and drugs, okay. The secondary one being speeding. Third one being distractions, such as mobile phone use.
And that's a big one. It's shocking to see the amount of people on the phone when you're driving places, you know?
It is. Well, look, but let's look at some of the figures. Let's look at some of the stats from that one.
Okay, let's look at that.
Like at the end of the day, what is it? It's going to make you four times more likely to crash.
Wow.
Making a call while driving, and I am sitting in my lovely office talking to you. I'm not on the road. Don't worry.
I can hear that.
Texting while driving makes you 23 times more likely to crash.
Wow. And you can say that to us, and I can say I'll put my phone in the boot, but it's the other people you have to worry about as well.
That's why we're looking for drivers. That's the one thing we are looking. Let's get to why we're chatting today. We are looking for drivers that over the one-day track or the two-day of the track, we're going to test all these things out on people. So we're going to take a few drivers. We're going to put them on the track. We're going to get them to drive our safety track with the dual control car. So no stage will they not be somebody fully in control of the vehicle. People won't be crashing. And we're going to get them to text. We're going to get them to use their mobile phones. We're going to get them to test how things like alcohol and drugs affect them. Obviously, we're not going to be giving people drugs. We're getting the Ford drug suit over from Germany to test on that. What they've done is Ford have developed this suit where it's goggles, it's visors, it's weights on the wrists, it's gloves, it's various other things. And what that does is that simulates the effects on the human body of things like cannabis, cocaine, LSD, and various other drugs. So it shows what actually happens when you drive. It's all well and good as saying, oh my God, 38% of the fatalities in on our roads are because of drug use or a drink or drug use. Mm-hmm. 32% is because of speeding. That's great, but they're just stats. That's not bringing it home. Yeah. We want to show people and actually test how do these things actually affect our driving? Yeah. How does a pint affect your driving? How does 2 pints affect your driving? How does 3 pints affect your driving? So that's what we're going to be doing on the test track, is physically showing.
Yeah, and what an interesting watch as well. I think it's really important for us as drivers or even passengers to see how this affects people.
Do you know what, Orla? You've just hit the nail on the head, passengers. It's as many people are killed in collisions as the actual drivers. It's passengers. It's pedestrians. It's things even within the speeding and that. The stats someone said, one of the victim groups said to us the other day, and please, I might be quoting this wrong, but I think it's at 40k an hour. If you're hitting it by a car traveling at 40 kilometres an hour, there's a 1 in 10 chance you'll die. If you're hit at 70 or 80, there's a 1 in 10 chance you'll survive.
The statistics are so stark, and yet we drive every day without thinking of these things.
Well, we're driving every day, and over 160 people are dying every year on our roads. Mm. So look, and again, the show is not about the doom and the gloom. It obviously there's huge parts of that. We are going to try and look at we're trying to do this in an informative and I did not know that way. So look, it's not going to be, we're not trying to scare people off. We want people to come along. It is going to be interesting days. We're not going to say they're fun days. They're interesting days to be
involved. Do you know what it sounds like in a way? And I love these sort of shows. You know those sort of food shows? Oh, you don't think you do this, but let's
do
this experiment.
Let's try and have a look and see how this affects you.
So, and they're so watchable but informative at the same time.
Completely.
Stage.
So look, we've had a massive response. We're still looking for people. We haven't closed the casting on it yet, but we've had a huge response. Mm-hmm. It's been fantastic. But we are looking for people. We're looking for various different drivers that represent Ireland. So
we're
also
looking for people with less than perfect driving history. 100%.
Okay. 100%. We're not looking for the Susie Safe. We're looking for the people who go, do you know what? Yeah, I have a few points in my license.
So say if you have a sister or a brother or a girlfriend that you know, mm-hmm. you know, isn't the greatest of drivers, can you nominate that person?
Well, we've no issues with people nominating them, but we need to hear from the people themselves.
Okay, good.
We actually do need to hear from those people. Go and contact them. Tell them, you should be on this. You need to get in touch with these people. Go and see what, go and put your money where your mouth is. Or even the people who are telling us how great and how safe they are. I love some of the emails we've been getting going, I'm a brilliant driver. Mm-hmm. I've only 6 points, but I'm a brilliant driver.
Yeah.
Going, if you've 6 points in your license, you can't call yourself a brilliant driver.
Yeah. So how do people get in contact with you, Dara?
They get in contact with us by emailing us at info@oddboymedia.ie.
Okay.
That's O-D-D-B-O-Y media.ie.
Great. And the show is going out in January on RTE.
Going out in January on RTE.
Have you got a great name for it?
It's still in the development stages, so I can't really...
You need a Punish type name for
We do. Well, listen, come here. People can suggest they can. Tell you what. We can have a competition for who gets to name the show.
You can have the glory of saying, I named that show.
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, Dara, I think it's a great idea. And I think it's a really important idea as well. There's only so many, I suppose, ads you can watch without actually
100%.
Hitting home.
Yeah.
How your driving personally affects you and your
Completely.
Friends and your family and people you don't even know. So
Completely.
A really good idea. Info@oddball.
Info@oddboymedia.com. .ie. The other thing, Orla, we're looking for as part of the show is we're looking for footage of silly driving instances around Ireland. So if anyone out there has a dash cam, dash camera, or helmet camera, be them bike, be them pedestrian, also we're looking to hear representatives. We're looking to give a little bit of props to the taxis, the goods vehicles. There's guys and there's men and women out there who spend 10 hours a day driving. The average Irish driver drives 2 hours a day.
Okay.
People spending 10 hours a day on the road.
Wow.
We'd love to hear from people. Again, through the info@oddboymedia.ie. If you've got something on your dash cam
so many people have dash cams these days.
There you go. And we want to see that footage because we want to show the nation what we are like as a nation of drivers.
Great idea. Dara, thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Orla.